Connor Wickham, you won't have trained much together. Why do you think you hit it off quite so well against Reading?
I think it just worked on, obviously, Saturday. The attacks that we made, we always looked dangerous, and most of the breaks we looked like we could score. But for some reason, it just clicked and made that continue, really. It was just one of them. Obviously, like you said, we just trained on the Friday briefly, and then it seemed to gel on Saturday. So it looks a good partnership, but hopefully it can continue this weekend.
What qualities as a strike partner, then, do you believe he has?
Obviously, strength. He's very strong for his age in particular. Got a good brain, obviously, vision for the passes, and he was clinical in his finishing. So all the attributes, and when someone's spending $8 million on a player, obviously, he's going to be good.
It's been a few weeks of frustration, hasn't it, with the draws? So to finally see all that come together across 90 minutes, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was important. Obviously, we'd had a few draws and we weren't losing, which was the important thing, but at the same time you need more points on the board, and it was vital for that first win. And having been 12 games before without one, it was crucial, but in the manner we did it was obviously more impressive.
Has that given everybody just an extra confidence boost? I appreciate if you're losing all of the previous matches, you'd be forgiven for having the chin on the floor, but that must have done something.
Like I said, we weren't losing games, it was just drawing and results before we hadn't managed to get the first win. It's more of a burden just playing at Yin. Sheffield Wednesday are one or two teams that in the whole of the Football League haven't won till last weekend. So in terms of that, it's a relief. But I think the signs that we're improving as a team, and it was just one of them days last weekend where near enough everything we hit went in. I don't think, obviously, going into games you're expecting to win five, but it was important to get that first win, which we did, and then hopefully we can build on that and continue on this unbeaten run.
And of course, obviously, it wasn't against a poor team. I mean, Reading have set their stall out this year. You'd fancy them to do pretty well.
No, even signs when, obviously, we were 2-1, 3-1 up in the first half, though. They were playing the ball around well and getting into good positions, and attacking-wise, they still represented a really good side. I just thought we caught them on the break and obviously punished them, and as much as they got into good areas, the scoreline reflected we were the better side, but obviously they're a top team and you're going to be up and around the playoffs.
So is it cautious optimism now, given what's happened over the last four or five matches?
Yeah, I think so. We're on a good run, even though they were draws. But at the same time, last weekend we were bottom of the league. We've only just got out of the relegation zone, so I'm sure it'll be a tough game against Derby come Saturday, but one we're looking forward to, and hopefully we can build on the previous results and hopefully get another win.
I know you as footballers and the managers as always say, well, we don't pay any attention to the table, yet you always seem to know where you are. So the fact that you have lifted away from the foot of the table, albeit only a short step, when you look at that, that must sort of give you an extra, I don't know, spring in the step, smile on the face?
I think you're always aware of the table. People, of course, you know where you're positioned in the league. But I think we've got to build on what we're doing. Like I said, obviously draws before the weekend, but it's a win. Something we can look to hopefully continue, whether it be in a draw or a win on Saturday. Hopefully we can build on it, just keep on pushing.
I suppose it's how you put your imprint on the game in games that aren't quite so open, because obviously it was very open. There was 20-odd chances within the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure he'll play it like that this weekend. Obviously, the onus will be on Derby to attack. It might be slightly different, but at the same time, it might leave space on the break. And obviously, with the wide players we've got, then obviously their pace and power comes into play. So hopefully we can keep it tight at the back, but also be a threat on the counter-attack.
Because obviously, as you all know in your short time here and obviously looking at it historically, Wednesday this year have been better on the road, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think the performances when I came in, I thought we performed better away from home. And then there was the Ipswich game at home where I think we just stumbled at home a little bit. I don't know. The onus is obviously on the home side and to perform well in front of your home fans, but we didn't quite do it that game. And then away from home, we've probably played our better stuff by the game last week, so hopefully we go back into the same sort of play we played against Brighton and Bolton the second half, really, against Barnsley.
So Derby then, as a team, what do you know about them?
Obviously, they're a good passing side. They've got some good blend of players, some younger players that are obviously very exciting, and I think they get most of their points at home as well. So, yeah, it'll be a good battle, obviously. Like you say, we've got most of our points away from home, and I think they're homers as such. So if that's controversial, not, but they are a home side, so they'll be looking to do well. But at the same time, we've got a game plan, and hopefully we can come out on top.
And when you look at them, I mean, they've got Will Hughes, they've got Kendrick, one or two other young players. It seems as though the project for them is starting to work again under Steve McLaren.
Yeah, definitely. I think it started under, obviously, Nigel Clough before then. But now it's obviously a good football club, Derby, and it's one that's been, you'd say, a mid-table side for most of the five, six years gone. And obviously they want to push on now, and the appointment of Steve McLaren suggests they want to go further, but the minute they're middle again. So, no, obviously it's a good club and they've got some good, exciting players coming to fruition, and I'm sure they'll go on further.
I suppose for a team like Sheffield Wednesday right now, that's the next step, isn't it? If you can, over the course of the next five or six matches before the new year, get yourself into the very least the lower mid-table.
Yeah, obviously we've come off the bottom out of the relegation, and then build on that would be middle, lower of the middle section of the table. But obviously we need to get the results and keep on pushing forward, and at the minute we've just want a point outside the relegation, so no, we've got to keep on working hard and try and get to obviously where Derby are positioned at the minute and try and really push on.
Do you feel that though there is a platform or a semblance of consistency in performance that the team actually are looking like they could do that now?
Well, since I've been here, I think we've been undefeated. Obviously, I came on sub against Doncaster, which ended in a defeat, but the game that I witnessed, we had the majority of the chances and then got caught on the break and got punished, really. But I think there is a good building block and something we can obviously establish and try and push on, the fact that we're unbeaten. I think we're not right on top of confidence, but it's come in there. And obviously to be undefeated, then it's good for the side. And yeah, it'll be a good game Saturday.
And what about you specifically? It's another game under the belt, so yet more football to keep yourself getting back nearer to being 100% again.
Yeah, obviously I've been delighted with the way things have gone here, and obviously getting them games and scoring a few goals, which it's important to do. There's obviously a striker, it's pretty obvious, but at the same time to get going again, and when you come into a new team, you want to make an impression and score goals. So far it's been going well, and hopefully I can carry on.
Any thoughts about what this loan spell is doing and influencing you in the next step, either going back to Hull and fighting for the place there, or perhaps thinking about somewhere else?
I just want to do it for obviously myself and the team I'm representing at the minute, obviously Sheffield Wednesday, and wanting to do well and carry on. No long-term aims as such. It's not so much for the benefit of Hull, me wanting to do well. I want to do well for myself and I want to do well for the team. And so far, I think I'm doing that, and hopefully I want to keep on doing the same for this month and take it from there, really.